From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents This Week in Auburn Athletics. Protect your cars, home, life, and business with Alpha. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com. Here's Jacob Hillman.
Auburn soccer will officially kick off the 2024-25 athletic year with its season opener tomorrow against number 5 Clemson. Head coach Karen Hoppe previews the Tigers and a tough non-conference schedule.
Well, we always play a tough non-conference schedule. That's always our goal. We want to have that non-conference schedule prepare us for SECs, but also put us in a position that if we win enough games, we're in a good position from an NCAA tournament standpoint. So we certainly proved that point by opening up with a defending Final Four opponent in Clemson. And, you know, we need it. We need to test our team. The conference, as you mentioned earlier, is not getting any easier. Texas won the Big 12 last year as they move into our league, for example, and our old assistant, Matt Mott, is at Oklahoma, and it's going to do a tremendous job there. So we want that non-conference schedule to prepare us for conference, and I think it's going to do that. It's really tough.
The Tigers will not travel out of the state of Alabama until September 26th, with road tests at South Alabama and Samford as the lone matchups away from the Auburn soccer complex until then. Coach Hoppe talks about the home-heavy schedule.
Right. That was Coach Nick's parting gift for us. He does the scheduling, did a fantastic job, and really was intentional as we, you know, scheduled several years out. We didn't know. We kind of anticipated Texas and Oklahoma would come in the 2024. We thought that was a possibility, so we wanted to make sure, because the unknown of the SEC schedule, that we did have as many home games as possible. And hey, listen, we got an old roster, we got an old coach, so less time on the bus is certainly going to help us.
Auburn hosts number 5 Clemson tomorrow at 6:30 Central at the Auburn Soccer Complex. All Auburn soccer matches are free to attend, and radio coverage can be heard on Weagle 91.1 FM. Auburn football concluded its first full week of fall camp with fan day and a scrimmage at Jordan-Hare Stadium on Saturday. Before Saturday's practice at Jordan-Hare, head coach Hugh Freeze talks about the interior of the defensive line.
You know, until we really get into the season, I don't know. You know, Marcus Harris was pretty dominant. Do we have that guy? I don't know. I do think we have 6 to 7 bodies that fit the prototype of what you need in there. And I think what DJ is able to do defensively is use their skill sets to create some negative plays. Isaiah's got the potential to be that guy. Phillip is strong as I've had. And, you know, you got Gage and Trill and Bobby and, you know, TJ Lindsay's coming on, Malik Blockton. So we got some guys in there, and I think it's just going to be Jason Jones has led well, seems to be playing harder, more consistently. So I think we've got some guys that you can rotate in there, and hopefully them playing a limited number of plays, being really fresh, even helps us.
Recruiting continues to stay strong under this coaching staff as the season approaches. Coach Freeze talks about the message he and his staff deliver to prospective student-athletes.
I think we've been consistent with our message. I think our message is pretty simple, come and see. And we think that Auburn has a different environment and culture than many. I'm not saying that that's best for everyone or that we're better than someone else, but I do think we're different. And I think there's a lot of families that when they get here, they sense that. Obviously, we've got a competitive fair NIL with On to Victory. I think that's a part of the discussion. We can't sit here and say it's not, but it's not like we're crazy with it. I'm very upfront and say I think you know there things in life should be earned, and I think we're fair. I think that helps, but I really think it's the culture that people believe. And I've got a good staff that does a great job with it and building relationships with them and their families. And so I'm pleased with where we currently are. Do we need a few more pieces to the puzzle? Yes. And we're working hard at that. And hopefully can land a few more of those. And, you know, we've made it a priority to start here in state. And I think right now we're in a good position with that plan that we put in place. It seems to have been beneficial and worked to this point. Obviously, it's never over. But, you know, yeah, please right now. I don't know. We're in the top 10 in the country, I would think. And that's where you've got to stay if you want to compete. And if we can finish out with a few more pieces that that we're targeting, I think, you know, we'll been able to stack a 25 class on top of the 24, which I think was a really solid class also. So pretty comfortable where we are right now.
Kickoff on the Plains is set for August 31st at 6:30 Central at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Fewer than 500 tickets for the season opener remain available at aubtix.com. Back with more of This Week in Auburn Athletics after this message from Alpha Insurance.
What you doing? Yeah, you. Listening to this ad right now. What you up to? Well, if you have auto insurance through Alpha, you know what you're not doing? Worrying about claims or stressing over coverage. Alpha handles the details for you so you can keep doing whatever you're doing. That's life with Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to learn more.
Staying on the Auburn football practice field, senior quarterback Peyton Thorne got his first reps inside Jordan-Hare Stadium with the newcomers on the offense. Thorne talks about his receivers and recaps Saturday's scrimmage.
Just about everything, honestly. We got some familiar faces around, some coaches, some players, but for the most part, there's a lot of new guys, you know, and that's a good thing. And I think the guys that Coach Freeze has brought in are his caliber of guys. You know, they're high character guys. They're like-minded guys. And so you have more of the same people around, I would say, which is has been great. It's been easy to work with. And then obviously there's more talent out there as well. So it's been really fun working these past few months. And obviously right now is the team that we have. And so, yeah, you know, it's tough going out there and scrimmaging like that. You know, you want to compare it to a game, but at the same time, it's not. You know, we're thudding most of that day on scrimmage. So you never really know how many yards you're gaining when you're thudding. You know, you fall forward for an extra three or four sometimes. So you try to keep that in mind when you're watching the film. You know, offensively, we were frustrated to walk off the field with how the day went. And it was one of our not as good days of camp, I say. But then you go back and watch the film, and you know, like I say, it's never as bad as you think. So just some detailed stuff on Saturday that was getting us. But like I said, you know, we weren't game planning for the scrimmage. We weren't game planning for our defense, really. So it's different than an actual game. You have to remember that. You know, sometimes we're out there for the first time. It was like a practice, you know. And so you keep that in mind. But some guys show some good flashes, obviously, and I thought the defense did a lot of good things, too.
One of the newcomers in the receiving room isn't actually a newcomer to Peyton Thorne, as Sam Jackson V joins the program from Cal. Jackson talks about his prior relationship with Peyton Thorne.
It's kind of like a flashback from high school, you know what I mean? And it's kind of different because after every game, I would stay at Peyton's house. Now it's like we live together, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So it's like every single day, like we just get closer and closer. And it's like every night we almost have like a deep talk about everything and we just laugh. And Peyton has been talking about how it's crazy to just be living out that dream with one of your best friends. And this is the third time he's done it. I mean, he was at Michigan State with two other guys he went to high school with, and now he's at Auburn with a guy he went to high school with. So it's kind of crazy for him, too, for sure.
It's not just the young receivers that will make plays in the pass-catching department, as senior tight end Rivaldo Fairweather returns for his second season as a Tiger. Fairweather previews what the new talent on the outside can do for his game.
That's great, man. Having receivers out there that's going to make plays for us, it's great for this team, great for me, great for our running backs, great for everybody, because they're not going to be able to bracket us, not going to be able to double cover anybody, and that's going to be good for us because everybody got one-on-one matchups, and that's why we out here showing that we can win our one-on-one matchups. And for me, it's going to be good for us as tight ends, because guess what? Linebackers are going to be guarding us now, and safeties, because they're not going to be able to put no DBs on us because they got to guard our receivers. And like I told the media over there, no linebacker could cover me. So so when linebackers on me, safeties on me, it's just no, I'm going to be open. This offseason, I kind of toned in on my body for real. I kind of made sure I'm in shape for what's coming this season. And I got my body right, toned up more, slimmed down a little bit. And I really been working on catching the ball a lot better, too, because I had a lot of great catches, but I feel like it's times out there where I could have made more than what I did last season. So I've been catching 200 balls a day, every day in the offseason, working on catching ball in different ways. And also in the blocking game, Coach Ben, he really helps me with that, and I really see improvement in this fall camp.
While sophomore center Connor Liu might not be a veteran by age, He's been a part of the Auburn program longer than most on the offensive line. Lou previews his role in the O-line room.
I'd say things aren't, you know, all over the place. I'm not drinking from a fire hose anymore. Things have sort of calmed down. Obviously, calmed down as much as college football gets at the SEC level. But I've definitely kind of, I feel like I'm grasping concepts a lot better, kind of understand the bigger picture, mm-hmm. and that's helping things slow down for me. I see tremendous athletic potential and talent amongst the offensive line. I think we have, you know, the ability to go as far as we can take ourselves, obviously, but that starts with communication, preparation, and all that stuff, you know. Obviously, we're all gifted athletically, but, you know, that just sets the floor. We control how far the ceiling is and how far we can go as an offense.
Senior safety Jaron Thompson joined the Tigers this offseason after transferring from Texas. Thompson talks about his decision to choose Auburn and his leadership ability.
My transition, what made me want to choose Auburn was pretty much just Coach Kelly. He's a great guy, great coach, and I feel like I could relate to him, and I just really wanted to develop my last year. I'm a fifth year, so that's pretty much what it is. And I knew Auburn is a great school, great defensive school, and I know they needed help, and I was the guy that could do that. I've always been a competitor, you know what I'm saying? And as I got older, I started maturing more, and I started realizing that it's easier for you to be a follower than it is to be a leader. I always wanted to be different. I chose the leader role, and I take pride in it, you know what I'm saying? Everyone can't be a leader, and so that's one thing that I chose. I don't know, I think it's a boring thing, you know? Leader, you can't make a leader. That's all I can say, pretty much. I was meant to be a leader.
Be sure to tune in Monday night at 6 Central for the season premiere of Tiger Talk with Andy Burcham and Brad Law live on the Auburn Sports Network. They will be joined by head football coach Hugh Freeze, head men's basketball coach Bruce Pearl, and men's golf national champion winning coach Nick Kleinert. To view full schedules and more information, visit auburntigers.com or download the Auburn Tigers app. For This Week in Auburn Athletics, presented by Alpha Insurance, I'm Jacob Hillman. War Eagle!